Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, Blog Talk Radio listeners. My name is LaShondra Lewis, and you have turned into my sister, my friend, an internet network show sponsored by Granny's Place. We want to thank you tonight for joining in with us, and we want to let you know that this show is for all women from all walks of life, young women, old women, middle-aged women, mothers, friends, daughters, cousins, the educated, the not-so-educated, average, middle-class, upper-class, Christian, and non-Christian. All women are welcome to call in and talk to us. We are here for you. Tonight, we are having an open line show. We can be reached at 310-982-4126. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have on the line, we have Carol. Are you there?
I am. Hello, ladies. Good evening, everyone.
All right, Beverly.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, tonight, sisters, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving and Black Friday and just whatever else that comes onto our mind tonight. We're just going to have an open forum. And tonight I wanted to just start by thanking all of you for joining us and giving thanks to God for another day. We are coming upon the Thanksgiving season, and we just want to let you know that Thanksgiving is just not about getting and eating and sitting around and having a good time, but it's a time of thanks. It's a time of giving God the glory for all that he's done for us and how he has provided for us throughout the year. Although Thanksgiving should be every day, we should wake up with a thanks in our heart, but especially around Thanksgiving. I had asked the ladies to be prepared to tell us what they're thankful for and how their Thanksgivings go and their most memorable incidents on Thanksgiving or their most happiest times. But I want to tell you what Webster says about Thanksgiving. It says, when the first harvest brought food for the coming winter, they were thankful to God for the crop. For the help of friendly Indians who shared knowledge with them, they were especially grateful to have survived the previous winter when they were without provisions to so many died. These were when the pilgrims came arrived. The first thing they did was erect a cross and say prayers of thanksgiving for a safe arrival. This country was founded on Christian principles. They respected themselves and worked hard to build the settlements and praise God and prayed for a guidance as well as thanks. Was it Governor Winthrop who did not want laws, said he had the Ten Commandments and didn't need others? Whenever we give thanks to God and we're grateful, we prosper. It is a time again to prepare for a Thanksgiving Day for people to come out to their homes and pray for guidance for this country. Given that the election has been won by President Barack Obama, that is going to be my thankfulness tonight also, because God has a plan for this world, and we should just give him thanks for that. Ladies, who would like to start off giving thanks for and telling us about what they're thankful for? Why don't you go ahead? Carol?
I had a good pencil. I knew that was coming. Okay. Thanksgiving. I'm thankful every day for pretty much about the same thing. So I guess on Thanksgiving I give it extra thanks, you know, for my family and our health and I pray especially I think all the time in my subconscious for people around the world who are just not as well off as we are in this country, as we are in some of our communities and some of our homes. you know, I always think about it, somebody else who's doing, you know, who's unfortunate. And so not only do you become to appreciate and be more thankful for what you have, when you start thinking about what others don't have, not just at the holiday season. I remember having a class, and they asked me what my favorite holiday. I said Thanksgiving and Christmas, because that's the time that people are most civil to one another, and that's the time people are most giving and caring. So Thanksgiving is always, I love Thanksgiving and Christmas. Like, these are my favorite holidays anyway, so I always get geared up for it. So, you know, we cook for real at our house, and we normally have various kinds of turkeys. And one of my most memorable Thanksgiving moments was, and like I said, we do different turkeys. So we'll have a Cajun fried or roasted or Greenberg. You know, that's Oprah's Greenberg smoked turkey. And then we'll do a normal turkey with a dressing. And then we'll do, you know, the ham and whatnot. But we have about 3-4 different types of turkey going on. And sometimes we'll do a duck. But one year I decided, you know, because I'm always the turkey person that's going to find it, I decided we was going to try the turk ducking. And I don't know if anybody else in the head ever tried the turkey ducking, honey. It was a mess. You know, that's where the chicken is in the duck that's in the turkey, and it's all. Maybe some people enjoyed it, but I tell you what, we did not. We was like, what in the world was that? But we had a good time anyway. But that just, every time I think about Thanksgiving, you know, the turk ducking crossed my mind. I don't know who was had too many cocktails and thought of that idea, but it wasn't a good, you know. But again, you know, giving for me is just taking time to stop. And I mean, you know, in particularly in give, as we were trying to say, give God thanks for what we have, and you know, and all the things that God has done and is going to do. And it is particularly for me, for those who are less fortunate than myself.
Somebody driving. Hello.
No, ma'am. No.
Beverly, are you there?
No. Yes.
Oh, okay. Hello to you. You want to go ahead and give me your Thanksgiving?
Well,
Beverly, hello. Talk to me.
You hear me?
Yes, I hear
I'm
you.
Here.
Can you? Okay, go ahead and give me your take on Thanksgiving. What
well,
you're most grateful for?
Well, I'm always grateful every day for life, health, and strength, for God's mercy and His grace. Working with Granny's Place, oftentimes we go into homes and we see how people are living, and some are doing okay, but a lot are not. So I'm very thankful that the Lord uses us to help other people. It just really just hurts the heart sometimes, and to hear the prayers that people send you, to send out prayer requests for their families, it just almost breaks your heart sometimes to hear what people are going through. And when you sit back and look at it and you think it about yourself, have a little pity party or something. And then when you hear how people are suffering, one lady had us go to help a great-grandmother raise 14. And when we met her, I'm like, well, she can't be great-great. And when I met her, she was great-great-aunt, grandmother, rather. Raising 14. And, you know, another lady tells me about the mother who died the 1st of November this year and left 3 kids and nobody wanted to take them. We have so much in this country. When you go into the stores, you just see an abundance of things and things and things. And our children are, some of them are very blessed, but we have some that are just suffering. We've got one agency that's picking up kids off the street because parents are putting the kids out, saying that's too hard, we can't afford to keep you. You've got to go. So I'm very thankful that God has blessed me and given me strength to, and giving me you and Joel and the other men and women, but particularly you and Joel, because you step up to the plate every time. But everyone that goes out and helps these children, we've got a lot of children out here, and people are just concentrating on stuff and things. And I was listening to a show this evening, and they were talking about how much there's so much pornography and stuff on these music videos that our kids are watching. And, you know, it just hurts so bad when you hear all this stuff. But if you can help just one or two, then I'm eternally grateful for the Lord allowing me to do these things with Granny's Place. So I have a lot to be thankful for. I've had a lot of illnesses, and I'm just very grateful every day that I wake up, as I'm sure everybody is. But I think all of my Thanksgivings have been good Thanksgivings. I just remember one in particular where my husband cooked dinner, and when we all sat down to eat dinner, his head fell in the food, and he just passed out. But he's the cook, you know, he doesn't trust anybody else to cook, so he's the cook. So he stayed up all night cooking everything we said we wanted to eat. So by the time it was time to eat, he just passed out. But we all had a good laugh about it, but that's the one I remember most. But I'm very grateful to the Lord for every day, especially for you ladies doing this Blog Talk Radio. We don't know what woman we might touch one night that turn our life to Christ, and some other that may go back home to their children. So I thank you ladies for doing this show, because God has a purpose for us doing these Blog Talk shows. Joel doing it on Saturday morning, and LaShonda doing this. We're going to reach somebody out there, and God's got a purpose for it. And so I just really appreciate you doing this, taking this task on, and getting out here and reaching these women, because we've got some women that are in pain out here. So again, to you ladies, thank you.
You are certainly welcome. It is my pleasure to be able to touch a heart and hope that and pray that we're doing some good for some young ladies listening tonight. We want to admonish her and let her know that whatever you're going through, you should always give thanks to God, even for the smallest things in life. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Every time you wake up, every time you open your eyes and you're breathing, whatever you're going through, God is ever-present with you, and there is nothing that you can't overcome through the will of God and through your own strength. You've just got, as I always say, make up your mind to go ahead and step forward and take that step forward, and God will lead the rest of the way, and just always stay positive and keep a positive attitude. Life is so treacherous these days. We're living in a time where nobody really cares about anybody, but my sister, my friend, cares about you. We ask that you give us a call tonight at 310-982-4126, those that are listening, and just tell us what you're thankful for tonight. Tell us about how you're doing and what is on your mind. We'll take your call and we'll talk to you tonight about whatever issue or whatever you've been thinking about or whatever you want to give thanks about tonight, because we all have something to be very, very grateful for and thankful for. It started a long time ago when the Pilgrims came over here, and this United States was built on Christian principles, and we've been trying to keep our heads up above water here. We've been trying to do things the right way, and sometimes it is a struggle. Sometimes you just want to give up and say, oh, the heck with it, I'm just gonna go on and live. And sometimes we have to just say, well, God, I'm just thankful that you've given me this opportunity to live. And that makes it brighter. And, you know, sometimes we can look around and, like Beverly says, and have a pity party for ourselves and then look around and see that someone else is having it worse than us. And so we can give thanks for not having it as bad as the next person and try to lift that person up and be there for them. I'm in agreement with Beverly. All of my Thanksgivings and with Carol have been wonderful. I am one of those people, too, that likes different stuff for Thanksgiving. I try not to be so traditional, but I have a husband who loves this season also. He's always giving. He's always trying to help somebody and lift somebody's spirit and just be in there for everybody. And he equates that with God giving him the strength to do these things and the mindset, because he hadn't had a very good life all his life. There have been times where he was down, and he was given instructions once he got back up on his feet to strengthen his brother. And he's most grateful for that, and I'm grateful for that and thankful for that also, because there have been times that we have been down and we didn't know where our next meal was coming from. We didn't know how we were going to pay a bill, but thanks, glory be to God that we came through and we were able to bounce back and help someone else. So my encouragement tonight for ladies that's listening, just be grateful. Be thankful for what you do have and for the small things, because God will make a way for you. As long as you trust and believe in him, everything will go well for you. You just have to have that courage. You just have to have that faith and that trust in God and be ever so thankful. Because so we don't have to wake up every day. We don't have to have that new car in the garage or that house with that roof over our head. Or we don't have to even be struggling to do it, because we might not have it, just like the people in the shelters. I'm so grateful that God has allowed Shade Grove Primitive Baptist Church to be a part of a giving outreach, and also for Beverly and the Granny's Place, the things that we do for as outreach. And God has just given us the outreach mentality. We're always trying to do something to help somebody along the way. So my memorable Thanksgiving is just sitting around my table. We have a tradition in our family that at dinner time, when we're all sitting around, we have to tell about what we're thankful for throughout our lives, or that year, or just that day. And it gives you a very full and good feeling to know that you have something to be grateful for, and you can express it to your family members, and you can tell them that you love them and you're grateful for having them in your life. Because without family, it's just a real hard thing. And I pray for those that are lonely, that don't have families, and ask that you just find somebody to join in with on Thanksgiving Day, and just be there and give thanks to everybody and to God for what you do have. Carol, you want to piggyback with me tonight?
Oh, yeah. And I just want to say it is a blessing to be in the company of women like myself and Sister Beverly, who, you know, with Granny's Place and the things to do. Anytime there's someone who's making an effort and dedicating a portion of their lives to help those in need, you know, that's a blessing. You know, God called on y'all to do something and y'all answered. So that's fantastic. If there's anyone else out there that, you know, God has laid upon your heart to you know, to be grateful. And at this time of Thanksgiving, let's not grovel in, you know, the things, our struggles and our weaknesses and whatnot. Let's just not grovel in it. Let's appreciate what we have, because in many cases we are better off than others. But, you know, Thanksgiving can be a good time for family and friends. It's the holidays. It's the season where everybody tries to get together in some shape, form, or fashion. And with that, I say, you know, just and while we do that, let's not forget those who don't have and who don't have anything, who may think that they don't have anything to be thankful for, but I always try to find a way to help people see, you know, what they have to be thankful for. So, you know, it's a good time, Thanksgiving, and you know how we get to eating, and the game come on. And then, you know, after that, it's a wrap.
Okay.
Then you do something for my family. They do, you know, you have to do half of the buffet, at the first portion of it and watch the game and go to sleep and get up in the second half and then start again on the second half of the buffet.
Okay.
You didn't make the buffet portion of it.
You done put out the second half for them. Come on back, y'all. Let's do
it. You probably make it to the dessert buffet portion of it when you first started, so you have to wait for do that later, come back for that.
Yes, and that is so wonderful to be able to do that, and just be with your family and try this. I wanted to say that turducken, I've been, I'm an avid fan of the Food Network show. And
uh-huh.
I've seen that on the Food Network show, actually Saturday. Well, it was Monday last week. They were doing that turducken. And I've been wanting to taste that and see exactly what it tastes like. I want to experience that. Turkey, a chicken, and what is it, duck mix?
A duck, a chicken is in the duck, and that's in the chicken, the tag is in the turkey. That's wrong. Don't do it. Cajun fried turkey?
Have I had what?
Cajun fried turkey.
Let me tell you, somebody who makes a marvelous Cajun fried chicken, and that is the Popeyes. Usually that's what I do every year. Order one from Popeyes, and it has the Cajun spices in it, and they deep fried. Oh, my.
My mother gets her.
To me. Huh?
She gets her some Catfish Floyd.
Oh, really? They do that?
Yes, they do. She gets her. When I tell you, they hook that bird up every year for us. Over it. You got to call over to put your order in. It's a line out the door. Everybody coming for their turkey over there. And you make an order and you get in there and they name and they have your turkey ready to go. But when I tell you, they season it all the way down to the bone. When my family gets through, ain't nothing but the frame left. The dog don't even want it.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. So Popeyes and Catfish Floyd must be in competition because, girl, I tell you, that is a seasoning to behold. That is wonderful.
Yes,
and they don't be dry. And it's just one thing that I hate is a dry turkey. But that one, oh, my goodness, it is so wonderful. And then all the fixings to go with it. I'm just salivating right now because I'm ready.
Have y'all had the smoked turkey from the Greenbird Tech? Oprah Winfrey gets her turkeys from every year. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, hold up, how is it this smoked turkey that's in out of East Texas, mind you? And I didn't know about it. What's the problem?
Okay,
but it's in,
I haven't ever heard of that. What is it?
In Tyler, Texas, the Greenberg turkey. Go online, Greenberg Greenbergturkey.com. When I tell you, and just you know, you're talking some good old home country folks down there. You call down there, you be like, hey, what you need? They'll take your order, honey. They'll have that bird. They said, when you want it, and they'll have that bird. Yes, ma'am. They smoke
it.
They smoke it in. Old smoke, and because that's why Oprah, girl, she gave everybody on the show one. When I tell you, I said, let me go over here and find. When I was watching that on TV one day, I said, I'm supposed to go and find that. How is that in Texas? And I didn't know about it, and Oprah knew about it. But I
right
went
down the street from us. How is
right
that?
Down the street. How is
okay.
that? We ordered that turkey, and that lady said, when you want, I said, well, I like to have it a day or two before. It'll come the other with the UPS man fully cooked. It's a little, it's cool at first. They tell you to let it sit there in room temperature, and baby, put that bad boy in that oven. And girl, let me tell you something. It'll set you free.
Oh, you done started something right now. that's what may be happening for Christmas, okay? Because it's probably a little late to get one now, but Christmas will work, huh?
Oh no, well, since we're in Texas, it's not too late for Texas people.
Oh, okay. They can ship it out tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, ladies that are listening, you got your tip for tonight. Call Greenberg, Texas. GetOnline.com and order that smoked turkey for your family, because I'm an avid fan of smoked anything. I love smoked chicken. I love smoked turkey. Oh, this is a time that they've been all over us about eating nutritiously and not overeating at work and planning your meals out. But this is a hard season for that.
It sure is.
It's a hard season to continue to diet for your health and not overeat. And that's another thing that we should be looking at. Also, just trying to control ourselves, our portions, and not go into gluttony. But it just be so good.
It's hard. But I thought this was a time that we would eat up everything. And then that's why we go on our diets in January and make our New Year's resolution.
After you pass Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
Well,
I'm going to try my best this year not to go through that. I'm going to try and just be conscious, health conscious a little bit, just a little bit, and see what I can do with that health consciousness. I'm going to do it. I'm going to say it's a hard job, but somebody going to have to do it. We are, but Carol, we were discussing Black Friday also. Can you give us a little description of what that is and tell our callers the deals that they can look for, or where can they find some great ideas or something?
Okay, everybody, listen up, honey. Get yourself together. Y'all know, Black Friday's gone to a whole nother level. See, first of all, people crazy, and I'm right there with them. I'm one of those, I go out there on principle because it's just fun. It's tradition for our family. You didn't ate all that stuff Thursday before. We get up with warm-ups and sneakers on because we prepared, and it's going down. And me and my mama used to be a team. It used to be so funny. One time we went in the mall, we stayed so long, we came out, it was snowing, and Santa Claus was coming around in the parking lot. We said, what didn't happen here? But it is not now. Here's the new tip for Black Friday. Girl, they didn't went to Black Thursday. With the economy being the way that it is, everybody is trying to beat all the other retailers to get in your dollar before they can get it. So they all are having pre-Black Friday sales that went on this past weekend. I went to the mall. I just couldn't believe what I saw. People were shopping like it was going out of style. I said, it ain't even Thanksgiving. What's wrong with y'all? And to that point, they've already decorated all the malls and all the streets with Christmas lights. We just skipped. I'm glad we took the time to talk about Thanksgiving, because when I tell you, they skipped over Thanksgiving and moved straight into commercial Christmas. So, but they moved this Black Thursday. Now, what I have heard, this is how you got to do. You got to get your sales out first. You got to get your sales and then plan out, what it is you're looking for and what you want. And then you need to get ready to target those stores. Then you want to go online and get the time frame thing open. Target will be opening up at 12 o'clock midnight. Now, Kohl's is known for the early bird special and the midnight aisle special. I'm not an early bird person per se, so I'm always at the midnight aisle special. But I'll tell you this, one time I went to an early bird sale, and don't you know I love it? It was so peaceful and quiet. For all y'all who don't want to hear the babies screaming and people running over you with their carts and whatnot, go early in the morning. Everything is in its place. It's peaceful and quiet, and there's plenty of people to help you early in the morning. So if you want to do that, go early in the morning. Otherwise, or if you like me, I'm going to get to it later on, I go at night, the midnight special. But the Black Friday is starting at midnight. There are people who will be lining up to get some stuff going on. Even the 99-cent store got in on it, where the first 9 people through the door could get, I think they had a 40-inch television for 99 cents. I kid you not.
Oh, my.
Well, it's getting crazy. So when I tell you got to get your game plan, you got to get your sales together. Here's another tip. Go online and get your coupons printed off on your printer at home and put those in your purse. And then that kind of stuff to get the best bargain. And I tell people all the time, some people say, well, Carla, I don't have a lot of money. I don't want to do too much. Well, this is what I say. Then go and get the stuff while it's on sale and you can get it at a good deal because you'll get more for your money when they have it on sale as opposed to waiting and then you have to pay the full price and you get your Christmas list gets short on. So the other, but I'm going to tell y'all what I do. Now, this is my own personal shopping experience I want to share with y'all tonight. And it's good, LaShondra. I have discovered online shopping. Honey, there's nothing like it. You can do your Black Friday shopping at home with your pajamas on. Everybody's still sleeping there from eating all the stuff they ate the night before. You can get on your computer, laptop, tablet, whatever you want to do, phone. They got all the apps for it. You can go on and do your shopping online. I do a lot of it online, and I got a few websites I want to run down to you, get your pens and your pencils, and here you go.
Okay.
You can shop anywhere online, so pick your store. And a lot of times,
before you do that, let me ask you a question about that. What is the safety in shopping online? Do you find it that you don't have to worry about the credit card fraud or them getting your number and stuff like that? Because I literally was walking around last week with my card on my person, which I keep on me, and the bank alerted me, somebody's playing in your bank account, okay? I had to go and get another card that was actually last Wednesday. And so that kind of makes me skeptical about doing online stuff, although I've never done it. So what would you be with the pros and cons about that? Tell us a little bit about that before you give us the rundown.
Okay, first of all, I was the first person to tell you I was arguing with all my friends. I ain't no way in the world I'm finna use my credit card online. Y'all must be out y'all's mind. I've been arguing that for years on end. But here's the secret behind ordering online. Number one, let me say, not just order online, but in the stores. If you can, when you Christmas shop, this is what I suggest you use. I know it's old-fashioned, but use your credit card, your checkbook. Nobody, can get you on your checkbook. You use your checks as much as possible in the stores when you're Christmas shopping. I don't care if people get mad behind you and they looking crazy and blowing air, let them blow. You can check the safest way you can shop during the Christmas holidays. And I tend to use checks a lot during Christmas season because it keeps down card theft. Because really the credit card theft goes on in the stores and more than anything. So you got to be careful when you're shopping with your credit card in the store. So I have a few tips on that. One, try to use checks if you can. Two, here's another thing. I tend to have a second bank account where there's literally nothing in it. And when I get ready to go buy an item or something, I put just that amount of money in that bank account and with that card. I go there and I use that card. And I also use that card online specifically because once I purchase it, there's nothing else in there. If they want to steal that card, they can go right on ahead because ain't no more money in there other than what was for the purchase that I needed to do it for. And how I safeguard against that. So get a second card, and a second checking account card that you can just put money on or whatever and then just put that amount of money on there, make your purchase online right after you do it. That's what I do in my regular account. I just move it over, make my purchase, boom, it's done. They want to steal that number, they can, but they have really gotten well with encryption online stuff. I have never had any problems or situations with using my credit card online. I've been doing it for years, and I do it year round. As a matter of fact, and I never had a situation whatsoever. One, when you use your card online, you got to make sure that gold lock is up in the top of their browser at the top of your screen. If they don't have the gold lock
for that particular merchant, they have to have the gold lock up there.
The gold lock
up
there.
Is that what you're saying? Okay, particular merchant has a gold lock up in the corner, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Don't use the merchant. They have a gold lock in that browser portion. If they don't have a gold lock, don't use it. The gold lock is for encryption, and it's some of the best that they have. And oftentimes, if they have that gold lock, they'll insure against any losses that you might have due to online theft. So that's one thing. The other thing is take your credit cards, because we have this ability to, especially your bank cards, to set alerts. So what I've done with all my cards is I've gone onto my bank, and you can go to their page and you can set all your alerts. If somebody charged some of your card over, you can set the amount you want, $5, $50, however many dollars you want.
Right.
Alert me if somebody charged some on my card over $5, over $10, over $50.
Mm-hmm.
The moment that happens, the bank can send you a text, an email,
yeah,
and call you.
That's how I found out, because I have that bank alert on mine, and they text me right away. Somebody was trying to use it at Walmart in Plano. I ain't never been to Plano in my life, okay? So what you trying to do in Plano? And that was a good thing for me, because they alerted me, and it was declined because they said, no, you can't do that. She ain't authorized that, you know. So that's a good thing. I just wanted the ladies to know that it will happen. But that's
a
good
thing
for you to have.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have. Put all the alerts on your cards, and that way they won't, like it used to be, they'd be gone, they'd be spending for days, you'd never know. But nowadays, they can text, email, and send you an alert on your phone and anywhere you are at any given moment. And the moment you call the bank back and say, that's not it, they shut it down. And also, don't forget good old-fashioned cash.
Okay.
That you can't, okay? You know, you can't hold you. They can't nobody get you on that unless you drop it or leave it somewhere. Keep your purse close up under. My dad said, keep your pocketbook closed. And outside of that, but I've been using online, and I only shop with merchants who have a gold lock at the top, because it scribbles your information, and then it does away with your information, so they don't even have it anymore when they're done with it.
Okay.
And I've never had that issue with online shopping, but again, I use a separate credit card where I just put a certain amount of money on there. I'm online, and I already know what my total is before I hit submit. And then what I do is put that amount on their card, hit the submit button, it charges to it, takes the money, and then it's done. I leave $10 on there. If they can get somewhere on 10, have it.
Okay. Just do your thing with that $10, huh?
Maybe you need to get somewhere. God bless you, you know, and go on about your business. But that's how you can secure shopping online if it makes you uneasy. And I took, you know, because I read the small print and the what you're insured and the blah, blah, blah. And in some cases, a lot of our credit cards have that buyer's protection insurance. So, you know, if there's fraudulent stuff, your thing, they'll take care of it as such.
Okay.
And so that's all we're good to have.
All right, that sounds like a plan to me. So, Beverly, do you have any comments before Carol gives us the rundown?
No, I don't usually do that Friday. I just watch it on TV and watch the other people have a good time or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, it is fun to shop and buy your gifts for the people that you love. So. The callers out there, beware of using your card in the stores. Go ahead and do as Carol advised us to do, and just get you another little old credit card and put a little enough money on there to buy what you want, and go your way, because there are some treacherous people out here getting self-identity and just taking over your little money that you have, and it really bothers me. But what can we say? What can we do? We just protect ourselves and take precautions.
That's the reason why I don't really like that Black Friday, is because you got too many people. Some are out there to do just what you say, buying gifts for everyone, trying to get sales and stuff, and then you got the others who are out there to do harm. But it's just, for me, it's just too many people. I'd rather shop online.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's just Beverly, like, there's nothing better than. You can, the UPS man just show up at your door. You good.
I never feel like somebody delivering a present. I'm getting a present. I'm like, woohoo!
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's kind of, you have to be careful out there. Now, tell us what you were going to tell us about the shopping online.
Well, sometimes people don't know it, but some of the best deals are online. Like, they don't offer some of the stuff. They all are fighting, and like Beverly would say, all that can't find a parking spot. You got to walk from Timbuktu, and then you get all your packages, and you got to go to the car, and then make a trip back. And, I mean, it's enough. After a while, I'd be like, okay, that's enough of that. And so, you know, when you shop online, you know, it just, you know, like I said, the UPS man bring it to your door, and that's it. But with the online shopping, some of the best deals are online. Like, they really try to encourage that for people to do some of that. And if, you know, check some of the articles out that are online that talks about that. Another thing they talk about is when to buy certain things. You know, try not to buy coats and things like they said. Usually buy those after Christmas because the sales will go on and they'll mark that stuff down quite quickly. You know, and with regards to, they say actually electronics and things of that nature, you want to, you know, they said buy those at the first of the year. They said be careful about buying diamonds and jewelry and gold. I mean, you're going to get that same deal around February when it's Valentine's Day, you know, if you're not careful. So be careful with that. But I shop online a lot of times. And like I said, any store that you can imagine, even stores that you like to shop at, but they don't have them here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where you can do it online. And did you know there's such thing as layaway via online?
No, ma'am. Come on, tell me about that one.
that Kmart online, where you can do it online?
You can do it at Kmart online, and I think you can do it, I want to say, was it Sears or JCPenney, one of those, you can do it online, but I know you can do it at Kmart online, and you just set up online, you know, shop like you're doing online, and then set up, and then it tells you when it's going to take your payments each time, and then that's it. And then they ship it to you.
Does Walmart do that?
You know, Walmart has, they have a layaway.
They have
a
layaway, but I didn't know if they did that online either. I didn't know that you could put stuff on layaway and online. That's a good thing right there for those mothers out there. Women, are you listening to mothers that want to put their stuff in layaway at Kmart and they'll deliver it, right, Carol?
Right to your door.
Okay.
Another good one is QVC.
QVC? Yeah, they have some pretty good prices.
You can do 3 to 5 payments on there if you see something you really like.
Yeah, that's right, Debbie. You should. And sometimes they have some really good deals, and it's a lot of fun to do that. I told myself, I can people be up at late at night just to get in crap. And
people do. I got a really good grill from there. You can take it one side, and on the meat, it looks like your meat is coming out the grill outside. And the other one, you have a straight grill where you can do your eggs and bacon and stuff. And I paid $100 for it, but it's really a really good deal.
That sounds wonderful.
You know what? I think you get a lot of that good cooking stuff online. I tend to shop at some, I'm going to give y'all, let's see, I think I got about 3 good ones for online shopping, everything from children's clothes to furniture to, you know, to skincare to makeup to, I mean, you name it, they got some of everything.
Okay.
And the cool thing about it is, what I discovered, I didn't know this, but one place is called HaultLook.com. It's HaultLook.com. HaultLook.com. Well, I've been playing around with that website for a minute, and I didn't realize it, but Nordstrom's, that's their website. And
HaultLook.com is Nordstrom's?
Yes, honey.
Wow, I got to go in now.
Oh, yes.
And I call that HaultLook, right?
HaultLook.com.
HaultLook. Facebook.com. Yeah.
Yes. If there was a, and let me hurt you. Do you know that they will take the stuff they got in their stores, even at the Nordstrom Rack, and they will put it on Hotlook.com, girl, for 70% and 80% off. I kid you not.
Oh, what? My.
Yeah.
Here I come.
Listen, shoppers, listen.
Honey. And, y'all, on Sunday nights, they do what they call Sunday night blowout specials. So you can go on there on Sunday night. They come there at 6 o'clock, I think, at regular time, and here in our state. And it'll come on, and you can get on there. And so I thought I was seeing things. I had just got my Nordstrom's Christmas catalog book, and I was going through it. And I said, oh, them is cute, because my niece always told me, we bought some Uggs, but they had these Uggs, and now they're making them in these pretty little bright colors. And I said, look at those new ones. Well, they had a turquoise color in that book. As I look at that, and they were like $140. That's a lot, you know.
Ooh.
So, but here come Hotlook.com the other night, Sunday night, last night, and had that same boot on there for $65. I kid you not.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
That sounds wonderful.
Wow. Wait a minute, I got mad. Let me call Nordstrom's up. They've been robbing us lately. We've been paying.
Well, you better go and put that over here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I said, no, they didn't. Ooh. So Hope.com is a place that you can go and get that. I think everything, when my friend had a baby, I bought all kinds. I swear, the best baby stuff in the world out there for little or nothing. And they just kept shipping these little boxes of things to me. And she just said, girl, where you fabulous stuff? I said, girl, I'm a And so
okay.
Great brands, too. I'm like, really good brands. I'm talking about Swiss Army and the best watches you ever seen. You can get a $300 watch for, you know, $65, $50 at a time. And if they really throwing it on sale, you can get it $25, and it'd be a $325 watch. I kid you not.
Okay.
So they have that.
What we have to do, we just go to that website and look for what we want.
You can go to that website. What you're going to do is need to become a member, just join in, and what they do is they'll send you an email daily, and you can look at what they got going on. And then if you want, you see something, you see something. If you don't, you don't. Just delete it, and, you know, the next day might come along. And it's always something different each day. And some of the sales that come off. Mm-hmm. Some of the sales will come on. They'll stay on there for like 2 to 3 days. So you got 2 to 3 days to go back and say, did I want that? And then after a while, the sale will go off, and then they'll have something else new coming up. So
okay.
Hotlook.com, that is Nordstrom's website. I said, well, shut your mouth when I found that out there. So the other one I found, myhabit.com, myhabit.com,
Okay. What do they sell?
Oh, my God. They sell. They do the same thing. Men's clothing,
okay.
Women's clothing, children's clothing, and home stuff, home decor, and cooking stuff. Boy, you can get the best cooking stuff off of that website.
Okay.
So, that place right there, fantastic. You can get some stuff on there. And what's cool about that, they do. Now, Hotlook charges for shipping, but myhabit.com is one of my favorites. And the reason why is free shipping. Give me free shipping.
Okay, and I buy a whole bunch of stuff, huh?
Okay, free shipping. I don't care how big it is or whatever. It's free shipping. And if you don't like
it,
it's free shipping to send it back.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so wonderful. Myhabit.com.
It will become a habit. Shoot the cover.
Okay.
Let me
tell you. It'll make you have a habit, huh?
Oh, yeah. And then I want to give y'all, let's see, there's a choice between, I'll give you, it's kind of a funny name. It's called Zoo Lilies.
Zoo Lilies? Spell it.
Yes. Zuli. L-Y, zoolilies.com.
Mm-hmm. What they do?
Girl, what don't they sell?
Okay.
I said it. They wore me out. When I tell you they have the best clothes and jackets and coats. They had coats on here for $25 and $35 that normally go from $95 to $150, $200, and they were under $14. And so you can really get some good quality designer stuff too, you know, for little or nothing on Zulilies.com. There's a lot of that.
What's the name of it again?
Zulilies.
Okay. We got a little static when you spell it. Spell it again.
Oh, Z-U, Z as in zebra, U as in umbrella, L-I-L-Y.
Lilies. L-I-L-Y. Okay. Well, let me ask you this question then. How about the shipping and handling on stuff that we're going to order? Is it pricey or is it reasonable? Or how is that on most of those companies?
On HopeLook.com, they normally run pretty reasonable. Like, they don't. Unless you want it faster, it usually is pretty inexpensive. I don't think I've ever seen me pay over $7 for them to ship anything to me on HopeLook.com. And then with them, when you can, if you want to send it back, then what they'll do, a lot of times they'll give you a label, and I think they charge you to return it, but they just take it out of your refund. So you just say, oh, take it out of my refund, and then credit the rest back to my credit card. They'll do that. Again, MyHabit.com doesn't charge for the return, I mean for the shipping or the return. So it's, you know, it's fantastic. Like I said, and that's anything. And I was saying, that's true, but they're not going to ship you this headboard for free shipping. True enough, free shipping. A lot of times, like they're doing right now, they're doing specials. Where Zulilies did this, they said, okay, make one order, and we'll make one order and pay shipping, and then the rest of your shipping will be free for the rest of the week or whatever the case may be. I know one place they do it. Another shopping website is called, they got the craziest name, Rulala. R-U-E-L-A-L-A.
R-U-E-L-A-L-A.
Rulala.com.
Okay.
And at Rulala, with their shipping, you pay, when you buy one thing, you pay for shipping. And then for the rest of the month, it's, you know, it's
Rulala.
And it's free for the rest
of the
month.
For the rest of the month.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, callers, are you getting this good information on your for your shopping for those shopaholics? Because I know it's some out there.
Oh, yeah.
there's some shopaholics out there, and y'all need all of this good information that's going to save y'all some Christmas money. Okay, so y'all can go back and listen to the archive show and get all this information and just shop your little selves till you're content.
Make yourself happy.
Shopping
your pays and just wait on the UPS man to come.
Okay.
And hopefully we won't.
Wonderful. Well, okay, say for instance when you shop and you wait for the UPS man, does somebody have to be home or do they leave it on your doorstep or is it insured or is it according to what you buy or what you pay it for or how does that work?
Well, it's funny, you're a good interviewer. How that works?
I say
all of my stuff. If I wasn't there, the UPS guy just left it on the front, and you know it just stayed there. Nobody really bothered it at anything. And if you got some good neighbors and stuff like that, they'll keep an eye on your stuff. I would recommend that if they're sending some, you know, some really pricey stuff like a TV. I saw a UPS man. I couldn't believe it. I saw a UPS man come and bring somebody's big screen TV, and they sat it on the porch. They was hauling all the stuff to go to it. They sat it all on the porch. You could tell it was a big screen TV. And I said, I know that UPS man isn't just going to put that on the porch and leave it there. But sure enough, he sat it on the porch, and he left it there. But the cool, my, and I was in my girlfriend's house across the street, so we're sitting over there looking. So, but you know what? You know, you got good neighbors, and y'all kind of connecting everything. Everybody knows you're going to go over there and touch that TV because we're looking at you, and we call them, please.
Can you insure your stuff in case, you know, that you don't have good neighbors or something like that? Do you can it be insured?
Well, in terms of, yeah, in terms of it being insured, like you have to read the terms on the shipping portion. Like some people may insure if there's a damage and things like that. But again, I would caution, I would take caution in that if I'm having a really expensive item delivered, then I'd be there waiting on it or have somebody waiting on it for me. I wouldn't even trust it just to have it delivered without somebody being there. If it's some shoes or if it's something like, you know, you can kind of go with that. But, and like I said, read the information on what losses that they might cover and if there are any options to whether they'll allow you to buy insurance. And in some cases, they do allow you to buy insurance and just in case something happens to it. But if it comes there damaged or whatever the case may be, the merchants are really, really good about sending you another one if that came in damaged. Or whatever the case may be, and you call them and say, hey, this came in just as broke. They were, oh, we're sorry. Well, we'll send you something else, and they'll send you something else, and they'll send you another one. They just say, put that in the box and send the broken one back. We're sending you a new one right now.
All right. That is wonderful to know. That's some good information, ladies. Those of you who are listening, I hope you're getting this because you can go ahead and get that shopping done early and get it here. Then you won't have to leave your house. Just put your pajamas on and go to your computer. Okay, Carl, will you run that list down one more time for us and with the spelling of all that you've given us? Because our time is winding down. We have 3 minutes.
Sure. We got HauteLook.com. That's HauteLook.com. We have MyHabit.com all together, MyHabit.com, MyHabit. And ZooLilies, ZueLilys.com, ZooLilys. And don't forget,
one more time.
RueLala.com, RueLala.
She wanted you to spell ZooLilies, I think. Is that right, Belle?
Yes.
ZueLilys, ZooLilies.
Okay. All right. Well, Carol, we thank you for this information tonight, and I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you that are listening, and we hope that everything that we've given you tonight can help you in your shopping for Christmas or for Thanksgiving. As far as Floyd's, go get your chicken over Catfish Floyd. I mean, you go get your turkey from Catfish Floyd, or go to Green, what, Carol? Green.
Greenberg, GreenBurg, Greenberg.com.
Greenberg.com for that smoked turkey or whatever else that they smoke. You can get online and look them up and get yourself fed tonight. Okay, and we thank you, Carol, for that information tonight, and we ask you to just give thanks every day, not just Thanksgiving, but be thankful for every little thing that God gives to us, whether large or small. We all have something to be thankful for. Is there any announcements or prayer requests that either you ladies want to announce or pray on? If not, we're going to go ahead and close this session out with prayer. We hope that those that are listening have been informed and enlightened and built up tonight. We thank you for joining us, Carol and Beverly. We're looking forward to being back next week. We're going to have a special guest next week, and we'll tell you all about it. But right now, we want to say thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this day. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. Gracious Master, we ask that you bless our absent parties tonight. We ask that you give them what they need. We ask that you keep them in your will and your way. Father, we just thank you for everything, small, large, and troubles, non-troubles, happiness, love, and peace. And we ask that you be with us this week on Thanksgiving Day. We hope that you bring all the families together in love and peace and harmony. And Gracious Master, we just want to give you thanks tonight. We pray for the sick, the shut-in, and all those that are in need tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, ladies.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank
Have
you.
A happy Thanksgiving. Love you both. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye. Happy
All right.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Right. Bye-bye.
Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Bye.